hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
Sinlaw and surrounding areas, I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, and I'm encouraging you to keep your radio dial locked to KAYT KQJO-FM, pumping out 70,000 watts of pure listening enjoyment pleasure, exclusively designed with you in mind. KAYT KQJO-FM is the place to be all the time.
Good morning. Welcome to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson, located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville, Louisiana, near the Berrytown Shopping Center. Contact Pastor Johnson by writing P.O. Box 259, Leesville, Louisiana, 71496, or phone 337-239-3845 or 337-238-4063. And now, here's Johnson Temple.
That in heaven lift up my heart.
Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ, broadcast over KAYT 88.1. We thank you this morning for tuning in and would like you to join us each Saturday at 9:30 a.m. over this same station. Sunday, join us for Sunday school at 10 o'clock a.m. and our Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. On Sunday afternoon, join us at 6:30 p.m. for YPWW and 7:45 for our evening services. We now join our Johnson Temple service already in progress. A selection by the Johnson Temple Youth Choir.
God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
I said God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
With your name on it.
God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
With your name on it.
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 Blessing.
God's got a blessing.
I said God's got a blessing.
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 With your name.
God's got a blessing.
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 With your name on it.
God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
With your name on it.
Father, in your name, I thank you for your manifold blessings. Thank you, Lord, for being in this place for such a time as this. Oh, God, bless me right now. Undergird me with thy power and with thy might. Let your spirit come. Let your anointing come in the name of Jesus. Bless somebody, Lord. Heal somebody's body, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That person that's wrestling with cancer, Lord, deliver them, oh, God. The person that's wrestling, Lord, with diabetes, take it away. Heart trouble, Lord, take it away. Frustration, Lord, take it away. In the name of Jesus, we thank you now. Somebody tell the Lord thank you. Come on, open your mouth and tell him thank you. Invoke the presence of God in this place. Let the Lord know that you appreciate him. Tell him thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Lord, I know I'm going to make it. You said in your word, Lord, that you would be there for me. Oh, God, that you would never leave me. And I thank you for it. Now, Lord, word my mouth and give me what to say and how to say it. And we'll praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated in the house of the Lord. Amen. Give these young people a hand. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We have been blessed by their presence. Amen. In this house today. Thank you. Amen. Davina Miller and all of you that was on the program. Amen. Don't forget the youth pageant and to support these young people. Amen. They're excited about what they are doing and they're working hard. Amen. And so in any way that you can help, amen, encourage them, amen, to go on. Praise the Lord. We go to our word. Amen. We don't want to detain you. Amen. 2 Kings, the 6th chapter. Amen. 2 Kings, the 6th chapter, and then 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 15 through 17, and then Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1, 2, and 3. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1, 2, and 3. Amen. Will you stand with me and read those verses, 2 Kings chapter 6, amen, from the word of God. Starting at verse 15, read, "And a servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth. Behold, a host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And a servant said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, Fear not, for they that is with us are more than they that is with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes, that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountains were full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha." Turn to near the back of your book, Hebrews chapter 11. Amen. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 3. Read. "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that made of things which do appear." You may be seated, amen, in the house of the Lord. Subject today that's kind of dear to me, amen. Moving from fear to faith. Moving from fear to faith, amen. Sometimes when you hear preachers preach and follow them, sometimes they make themselves clear, or we make ourselves clear, because I am a preacher, amen, and sometimes we don't make ourselves too clear. And one area we may not be too clear on, and that is about fear, amen. We know, amen, that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. And we know that we should fear God, all right? That's good. But then we must know that fear also has another meaning. Fear means to be scared. Yeah. Afraid. And it's not just like when we were kids, amen, being afraid of the boogeyman. Amen. There are other things to be afraid of. Amen. Brother Jones told us, amen, on Tuesday night, we ought to be afraid of folks, amen, stealing what belongs to us. Amen. Fear has its rightful place, amen, in our life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Fear of losing a wife or a husband. Amen. Then if there is some fear of that, then you need to do something about it. Amen. The fear of driving too fast means that you should slow, Lord help me preach, that you should slow down. Amen. Why? Because you're afraid you might have an accident. So you need to slow down. The fear. Amen. This is Black History Month. Amen. Praise the Lord. There was a fear of going into certain areas, amen, because you may not come out the same way you went in. Amen. We were afraid to visit certain areas. Amen. Praise the Lord. So there is a reason to fear. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so we have to guard ourselves against fear. Now, the other thing is you don't want fear to control your life. You don't want to get to the place where you can't do anything, amen, because you are afraid. You have to overcome fear, all right? And so the message today, and I'm going to try to keep it short as I can, amen, is moving from fear into the faith arena. In other words, if you stay in fear, amen, chances are you're not going to do anything. If these young ladies, amen, praise the Lord, and I want to recognize the other two, that received the awards on last evening, amen, and that's LaKanya Taylor, amen, praise the Lord, and Miss Marsh, praise the Lord, and Dreska, will y'all stand, please, amen, give them a hand, amen. Now, if they were afraid, amen, to go to school, chances are they wouldn't have gone. Yes. Some children say, I had a hard enough time getting through high school. I'm not going to try to go to college. Amen. Praise the Lord. They told me that math is twice as hard in college as it is in high school, so I don't want to go. Huh? And the fear. Sometimes, amen, there is a fear of the unknown. Lord, help me preach today. Amen. Praise the Lord. So sometimes, amen, to overcome the fear, you have to get involved. And sometimes you find out, amen, that all it was fear. Because once you got involved in it, amen, it wasn't as hard as folks had told you it was. Mm. Amen. And so always, somebody say always, always guard yourself against fear. Amen. Guard yourself against fear. Some folks try to cover up their fear by saying, I ain't scared of nothing. You lying, you scared of something. Yes, sir. Yeah, you scared of something, amen. Praise the Lord, just be honest with yourself, amen. I'm scared, but I don't want fear to overcome me. I don't want fear to control me. I don't want fear to hold me back. I'm going to overcome this fear. Yes, sir. Oh, I'm preaching. Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. We must, we must, amen, overcome fear. Fear brings on anxiety. Amen. It brings on a certain feeling, amen, that I cannot survive. I can't do this thing, amen, and it causes you to withdraw. There are folks, amen, praise the Lord, that cannot come out of their room because they are afraid. Anxiety has taken over, and they just believe that if they step out of that room, something bad is going to happen to them. And so they're sitting in a dark room with the door locked, amen, and will not come. Lord, help me. Huh? Will not come out. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I'm saying to you, you're going to have to overcome that fear and break out of it. Yes, Let me bring it a little closer home. Amen. There are folks, amen, that know people that needs to hear the word of God, and we're afraid that we're going to hurt their feeling, and so we won't say nothing to them. But if you're going to be a true child of God, and if you're going to be a witness, amen, you got to open your big mouth. How can you witness to somebody if you don't never talk to them? How can you let somebody know, amen, who Jesus is if you can't tell them, amen, with your mouth? Some of us go out of our way to make sure that we don't come in contact with folks because we don't want to say nothing to folks. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then sometimes we try to cover up by saying, amen, I don't say nothing to folks because, honey, you never know what folks are going to say today. And see, if they said a wrong thing to me, amen, praise the Lord, I just might lose my cool. Well, you ain't got no cool. You already lost. You can't witness to me anyway because, you see, you don't have enough Holy Ghost in you. That if I do say something wrong to you, that you can stay under control. Because they told me that once I got the Holy Ghost would keep me in perfect peace. Amen. So therefore, amen, bring it on. Say what you want to. I'm going to stay in the will of God. That's how I can prove to you that I am who I say that I am. Any children of God in this house? Anybody here really love Jesus today? Anybody following Jesus? Anybody want to do what he said do and not what somebody else said do? Well, if you're going to do that, you got to overcome fear. Peter would have never jumped out the boat if he'd have been scared. Oh, Lord, help me. I know y'all talk about it. Amen. He got scared and said, save me. But he had enough faith to jump out the boat. He got in the water. He walked on it. My Bible tells me he walked on the water. He couldn't do that if he was scared. Many of you, amen, wouldn't have never got in the boat. The boat never would have left the shore because you're afraid of water. But he was in the boat. And when he found out it was Jesus, he said, bid me to come to you. And he jumped out of the boat. Some folks scared of the shadow. Too afraid to do anything. Amen. You got folks in the church that won't get involved with nothing, Brother Jones. And you know why? They're afraid they're going to make a mistake. They're afraid somebody's going to say something to them. They're afraid, amen, praise the Lord, that somebody is going to get on their nerve. But my sisters and brothers, you ain't going to never do nothing. Folks are sitting here waiting to get on your nerve. Oh, Lord, help me. Oh, yes, they are. That's the only reason they come, so they can get on somebody's nerve. But what you have to do is say, talk about me as much as you please. I'm going to do the will of God. I'm not afraid of what you say, not of what you do. It takes some boldness to be a true child of God. Oh, I'm going to close this thing out in a minute. I said it takes some boldness to be a true child of God. You got to step up to the plate and say, for God I'll live and for God I'll die. I'll let nothing separate me. God's tired of weak-kneed saints anyway. He's just sick of them. Amen. Praise the Lord. Some of these folks say, man, praise the Lord. You get them in a corner, amen, with their buddies, and they brag all day long. But as soon as they have to step out and do something, they start crawfishing, backing up, and giving all kinds of excuses. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And God don't like that. The prophets of old, amen, if they were so concerned about their own life, they never would have prophesied. Oh, I said a mouthful there. See, because they would not like the modern-day prophets. The modern-day prophets don't do nothing but bring something good to you. Huh? I see God blessing you. I see a new car in your future. I see that home, amen, praise the Lord, sitting on the hill. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. I see money in your bank. Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm winning a whole lot of friends with that. But when you look somebody in the eye and tell them, I know you ain't right, God is going to... Oh, my God. Hallelujah. And you know folks don't like to hear the truth.
Can I get one witness back here? I said, the folks don't like to hear the truth. But when you tell them it's heaven or hell with the whole round world, if you don't change your ways, if you don't come clean with Jesus, Jesus is going to make something happen to you. That's holy boldness. Hallelujah. And God is looking for somebody that will be bold enough to do it. Praise God. That's what the message is about. I'm going to give you an example and I'll be through. Elisha was a bold soldier. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Elijah was also bold. But y'all have to know that Elisha was also afraid. Read your Bible. Hallelujah. At one time, amen, praise the Lord, he withdrew from society, sitting on a tree. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. And God had to ask him, what are you doing here? He said, I'm sitting here because the woman is trying to kill me. She done killed all the other prophets, and I'm the only one left. And God said, you don't know what you're talking about. You better get up from there and get yourself back and do some work for me. And oh, by the way, I got promise. Oh, yes, Lord. That never bowed to Baal. I got prophets that still love me. And if you love me, you'll go to work and tell that woman exactly what I'm going to do to her. Thank you, Jesus. Then his protege that came along behind him by the name of Elisha. Hallelujah. He loved Elijah, and he was there on the day when the chariot picked up Elijah and took him on to glory. Thank you, Jesus. And here Elisha, hallelujah, was worshiping God and stayed with God. And God was walking through the man of God. And one day, I'm trying to move quickly here. One day, Elisha got himself in trouble because every time the king of Syria would try to make a plan, God would show Elisha, and Elijah would tell the king of Israel the plan of the king of Syria. The king of Syria said, I got somebody in my camp that's not dealing right, because every time I come up with a plan, the Israelites already know my plan. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. God will open the eyes and the ears of his people, and he'll show them something, Mother B. Yes, Lord. Yes, he will. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. And so, when the king of Syria was getting ready to do some harm to his own people, one of his men stepped up and said, we're not doing anything wrong, but I want you to know that there is a man in Israel that Jehovah God deals with him, and everything you decide to do, God give it to him, and he tells his king, my God. King said, oh, that's the story. I heard about him, and we got to do something about it. And so the king got a group of his soldiers and said, we're going and get him. And they put the soldiers around his little house. And when Elisha's servant went out early that morning, looked and saw a little soldier, he got so scared, ran back into the house and said, oh, my Lord, what are we going to do? Elisha opened his eyes, the spiritual eye. He didn't even leave the house, didn't even go outside, didn't look out the window. He knew they was out there, but he wasn't worried because he had somebody on his side that he knew would take care of him. Yeah, I'm with you, even to the end of the world. Don't worry. Don't worry. Look at somebody and tell them, don't worry. God is with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Elisha told his servant, say, I want you to know you ain't got nothing to worry about. My God will take care of you. Thank you, Jesus. Then he turned around. Oh, I like this part, Brother Tony. He said, Lord, open his eyes. I see it, but I want to help his unbelief open his eyes so that he might see. When the little boy ran back out there, and this time he saw the soldiers, but standing behind the soldiers was men of valor, the men of God, standing there, hallelujah. And he said, it's more of us than it is of them. Somebody shout yes. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. When the devil think he got you hemmed up and you can't find no way out, just open your eyes. And if you'll look, you'll see that it's more of the saints. It's more of God's people than it is of the devil. Somebody shout glory. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. You got to move from fear into faith. To somebody say, how's your faith? How's your faith? Oh, you got to have faith. It takes faith. This is a faith walk. If you're going to be somebody in Christ, you got to have faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, but it is the evidence of what you can't see with the natural eye. By faith, Moses led the children of Israel out of Egypt. By faith, David conquered the Philistines. By faith. Oh, I got to quit. Wow! Glory! 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 I thank God for faith. It's going to take it, saints. You'll never be where you're going to be in God if you don't have faith. Everybody stand there. Everybody stand there. You got to move from faith, fear, and move in the faith arena. Hallelujah. The devil is trying to scare the saints. My God. I used to worry a lot, but Thomas, realizing that large number of the membership of this church come through the military, and we have what is known as rotations. They rotate in and they rotate out. They ETS. They leave for whatever reason, and it has an impact on the membership. But I began to pray and said, Lord, open my eyes. And God said, Maurice, haven't I taken care of you? When the membership looked like it was going to just fold, didn't I send you some help? When your money was small, didn't I take care of you? Has it ever been a time that your bills were not paid? And I said, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me. I know I should depend on you. Hallelujah. I cannot do anything of myself. I must depend on you. And if it's pews, if the pews are going to be filled, you'll fill them. But if there's nobody in the pews, I'm going to preach it anyhow. I'm going to tell the world, yes, I am. Thank you, Jesus. I got to tell the world that Jesus is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, that he still lives and is heaven or hell with the whole round world. Maybe somebody need prayer today. Maybe your faith is weak.
This has been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville. Service times are